Violins and prayers filled the rotunda of the U.S. Capitol building earlier this month. The commemoration honored the 6 million Jews who died from Nazi genocide. Aspen watchmaker Kurt Bresnitz was one of the very fortunate to escape. In 1937, he fled Austria for Hamburg. There he waited for his chance to get on the next boat. That chance arrived when a Jewish woman who had a ticket committed suicide. Bresnitz says Jews frequently killed themselves from the pressure of Nazi persecution.
That was very common. These were the people that didn't perish in the concentration camps, that are not even counted in the 6 million that died.
Before his escape, Bresnitz suffered constant persecution at the hands of the Nazis. His girlfriend left him because she couldn't be seen with him in public for fear of aiding and abetting. The yellow Star of David on his arm advertised his religion as he walked to work every day.
Jewish people were arbitrarily arrested and thrown into concentration camps. And I never knew whether I ever would see my parents again. You lived under constant fear. You couldn't talk loudly because you were afraid that somebody is going to listen.
At that time, the Germans had not yet begun the extinction of Jews on a large scale. They were still more interested in intimidation. The Austrian Nazis were particularly adept at that type of oppression. Bresnitz saw Nazis herd elderly people to the Danube River. The Nazis gave them pickaxes to cut holes in the icy river and ordered them to jump in.
There were people that pushed them under the water. The Nazis were standing and cheering, you know. I mean, the condition was desperate.
He found a sponsor in America through connections of his father, who was an importer and exporter. His father also paid off a high-ranking Nazi officer to get his son's release papers from the Nazi army. Bresnitz boarded the German ship Columbus, bound for America by himself.
When I arrived at New York Harbor, I had tears in my eyes because I realized that I came to the land of freedom, and that was my dream to come to the United States. To this day, I don't know why I was singled out.
Bresnitz's family followed him to Cincinnati a year later, in 1939. He met his future wife Lottie, a secretary at a refugee club to help new immigrants adapt to American culture. He eventually joined the U.S. Army, visiting her during basic training. They married in 1944. He left for Europe 3 weeks after their wedding as a translator for the Army.
I gave German lessons to high-ranking American officers, but what they remembered was one phrase they asked me to teach them, and that was, Fräulein, wollen Sie spazieren gehen, which means, young lady, would you like to take a walk with me?
Bresnitz's unit traversed Europe for a few years before he returned to America and his wife. Under the GI Bill, he took a watchmaker's course and opened a shop in Midtown Manhattan. He arrived in Aspen in 1950, where the 87-year-old still lives today. For Aspen Public Radio, I'm Andrew Bisson.